Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been talking to various heads and principals of the IEB school system. We've spoken to the IEB CEO. But tomorrow, as Rabbi Stephen Krawitz mentioned, the results for the rest of the country are going to be released. Hope Mokhatle is the spokesperson to the Minister of Basic Education. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chair, and thanks for having me. I'm doing fine.
And great to hear. So we're obviously on the eve of the release of the matric results. How are you feeling right now?
I'm very anxious, very excited at the same time. So as the minister, as you would know, that 2021 has been a very tough year with the learners having, you know, coming from grade 11 during COVID-19, they did half of the time at school. So, yeah, we're very anxious, but at the same time, looking forward to good results.
In terms of the challenges, you know, it's one thing with the IB that is mainly the private schools. It's very different in terms of the challenges that you are facing in terms of the full range of students, some of which are fairly disadvantaged. What has been the biggest challenge over the last year in terms of students?
The biggest challenge, obviously, has been our learners' access, the ones in public schools, their access to the guidance that we study online. You would know that with the social services, learners do the rotational basis. And during that time, they lost a lot of learning time, whereas the students that are better off could be able to study online using laptops and data and so on. So the biggest challenge for us as public schools has been lack of data and lack of laptops for kids in rural areas. So it's a big challenge for them. And whatever results come out, we will understand the many challenges that we face by just not being present in classrooms.
Yeah, it's obviously a major problem. Do you foresee it getting a little bit easier this year?
We're hoping so. With the stats that are showing that maybe it might just be over the coronavirus, but we are not sure. Obviously, depending on health officials, let us know what's going on. But we are very hopeful that this will be a better year in terms of school attendance and just having learned lessons from the previous year about how to deal with rotational learning and just how to support our learners who do not have access to technology.
What is the latest in terms of status with rotational learning?
It is very obvious that even teachers are complaining. Minister also said the same thing. It's quite unfortunate, especially in lower grades, because younger learners tend to be forgetful. They are young. They need consistency in the classroom. So if you're going to teach them once a week, by the time they are around the following week, they've forgotten how to check them. So it has been very frustrating for our teachers. And they also wish and hope that they can be able, you know, to teach learners regularly so that they can also see their development and progress.
So hopefully it will be more or less life back to normal. How have your teachers in general coped with the extra demands, teaching different sets of kids, half of them in the class, half of them, online where possible? How have they managed?
It has been very challenging as far as our reports tell us. Most of our teachers, especially in your rural schools where there's even a struggle with electricity, it's been quite a battle just to get them on board and to make them, you know, catch up with the curriculum. So, honestly, it has been very tough on our teachers. But obviously, they have been resilient in their reports. So they gave Minister all sorts of, you know, ways of how they try and catch up, how they keep learners work printed on paper, and they have to submit. So it's been quite a big challenge, but our teachers tell us that they did the most under the circumstances.
And I think that is what this is about. It's about the learnings, not only for students, but for teachers as well, for the department, everybody really just trying their best. And there's no doubt that mistakes have been made, and there's no doubt that some things were done brilliantly. But I think that is really testimony to just what this pandemic has been. None of us could predict it, and I think we all had to manage as best we could. Hope Mokhatle, spokesperson for the Minister of Basic Education. Good luck for the release of results tomorrow. I hope it all goes smoothly, and good luck, of course, to the 2022 kids who are starting this journey now.